Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country, bringing you the stars of country.
G'day, it's Ben Sorensen here. Welcome one and all to my Real Country this week. Now, don't forget that you can give me a buzz on my request line anytime. 1-300-929-516. That's 1-300-929-516. Now, on the show this week, a cute new track from Greta Zilla, a classic track from Lee Kernaghan and Tanya Kernaghan. The Davidson brothers are bluegrassing it up, and I'm chatting with Maddie and Tay, not to mention some new tunes and a great chat with Brad Butcher, all on the show this week. So this week, I was absolutely blown away by a most amazing live show featuring Maddie and Tay, Christian Bush, and Lady Antebellum. Simply brilliant and a great reminder of why we need to get out and see more live music. So to kick off Real Country this week, this is Lady A, Freestyle.
Cherry classical can rolling on the floorboard, feet wood, Macklemore coming out the speakers, spilling on her t-shirts, getting loud like I'm standing in the bleachers, creek bank tie swing, peeling off a blue jeans, skinny dip, show the fish a couple new things. Hey, ain't nothing wrong, just making it up as we go along. Find a little rock and roll, hallelujah, throw your hands up high. Fear and lose your day, singing hey, hey, hey. We can do it old school, ABC style. Maybe we can go a little wild and freestyle. A summer jam mixtape, vodka and your lemonade.
All right.
Like McConaughey, white vinyl, gypsy revival. Driving through the middle of the belt of revival. Hula girl, grass skirt, shaking on the dashboard. Where we going? We don't need no passport. Hey, there ain't nothing wrong, just making it up as we go along. Find a little rock and roll, hallelujah. Throw your hands up high if the spirit moves your day. Singing hey, hey, hey. We can do it old school, ABC style. Maybe we can go a little wild and freestyle. Oh, some of us like to watch, some like to dance. But we all wake up with the same stamp on our hands. Counting stars and counting cars and just counting miles. Doing it freestyle, you style, me style. Ain't got nowhere to be, child.
Freestyle. I skimmed across black water without once emerging onto the banks of an urban morning. Hunger's the first light, much, much more than the mountains ever do.
And she, like a ghost beside me, goes down with the ease of a dolphin and emerges unlearned, unshamed, unharmed. For she is a perfect creature, natural in every feature, and I and the geek with the alchemist on. For all of you who must discover, for all who seek to understand, for having left the path of others, you find a very special hand. And precious time, and it is the only way. Forget me nots among the snow, it's always been, and so it goes, to ponder his death and his life eternally. For all of you who must discover, for having left the path of others, you find a very special hand. And it is a holy thing, and it is a precious time, and it is the only way. Forget me nots among the snow, it's always been, and so it goes, to ponder his death and his life eternally. One bright blue rose that lives all those 2,000 years, and still it goes, to ponder his death and his life eternally.
That was Damien Leith featuring Ornya Coe, Bright Blue Rose, from Damien's album Songs from Ireland, which is fitting as I am visiting Ireland soon, and it was St. Patrick's Day, although I do prefer to celebrate it over a week. As part of my St. Patrick's Week celebrations, I went out for dinner at a fine live music establishment, and this young lady happened to be playing.
It's Ben Sorensen here, and this is indeed a really unusual Real Country interview, because I decided to step outside the studio, go out into the real world where the real musos play in real pubs and venues in Melbourne, and I'm in Brunswick at the moment with the absolutely amazing Greta Zilla. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
I am exceptionally well as well, because they have a deal on for that delightful Irish stout whose name shall not be mentioned. And they give you a little scratch card as well. And I know tonight's going to be a good night, because I scratched a little scratch card, 1 in 6 wins, and it only took me 12 pints to actually get a free T-shirt. So it's brilliant. It's really good.
If you win a hat, I'm taking it.
Well,
you've got enough.
Yeah, fair enough. Fair enough. It's actually a really, really good hat too. So yeah. So maybe because I've won the shirt, maybe I can win the hat too. Because it's little things like that make a real difference with live music, don't you think, Greta?
Sure does.
So I know that we had a chat about your new single.
Yes.
Which is called
Some Kind of Habit.
Because I've still got Hell's Half Acre stuck in my head, which was absolutely mind-blowingly amazing.
Thank you.
And even when I saw you at a couple of house concerts, I mean, you have this wonderful gift for storytelling and a wonderful passion for music, and it just comes across so beautifully. It's your songwriting skill that just blows me away.
Oh, thank you.
So is that Some Kind of Habit for you?
Yeah, Some Kind of Habit. I co-wrote with Jasper Hollis, who's a good friend of mine.
Oh, wow.
And he did all the artwork on my EP as well. Very clever boy. So
tell me about the song. How did the spark for the song start?
So I took Some Kind of Habit, most of it, to Jasper, and it was a ballad, and it was about, really still being heartbroken over someone, and then he got it, and we kind of ended up with this tongue-in-cheek song that is it's about not really trying that hard to get over someone, and the extent that this character would go to not really try and get over someone.
Wow, it's like the that degree that I did. It's the only degree I've ever done. It was in the art of looking busy.
yeah, that's kind of like the song is about.
I thought about turning up to orientation, but then it was just really too hard. Yeah, but they still emailed me the degree, which was great.
That's nice. Yeah.
So procrastination is some kind of habit for me, and I actually think that your song is simply fantastic, and I cannot wait to see the rest of your show here tonight.
Thank you.
Because I think live music is definitely where it's at.
Yeah, and it gives you a chance to express that same song in a different way and in a different setting and with different musicians. So it's always new and interesting when you get to see a live show.
Well, it is absolutely wonderful. Let's go to this fantastic new single. This is new for Greta Zilla on Real Country.
Thanks for having me.
You're some kind of habit I can't quit. What is it about you I can't kick? I'm lucky to last the day, and sleep don't bring no escape. You're some kind of habit I can't quit. And a preacher selling life goes on kind of answers, but all the shrinking and self-helping was such a waste of time.
Heard us on the radio. Now check out the Behind the Wheel website. At behindthewheel.com.au, you can browse all our latest car reviews and car product reviews. You can also watch our video car reviews and check out all the latest auto news as well. There's also more info on our latest competitions, the entire Behind the Wheel podcast archive to listen to or download, and links to our social media accounts as well. And make sure you leave your comments, give us feedback, ask for advice, or just let us know all about your car. behindthewheel.com.au, where motoring starts.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country Interviews, bringing you the stars of country.
Ben Sorensen here, and welcome back to my Real Country. For all things country, head to the website realcountrymix.com. Still to come on the show, Social Country, Unhurt and Unsigned, tunes from the Davidson brothers, Lee Koenig and Christian Bush, and my chat with Maddie and Tay. Now, after his first self-titled album, Brad Butcher has had time to tour, live, and most of all, write, as he gears up for the release of his latest offering, Jamestown. I caught up with Brad Butcher in this week's Real Country interview. How are you, Brad?
I'm real well, mate. How are you?
Oh, fantastic. Now, can you tell me about the story behind how Jamestown came to be?
It's about the first settlers from England who landed into the Chesapeake Bay in Virginia, America, which is now Jamestown, and how they fought with the natives at the time to gain some, to gain their land and to set up life and to begin what is now America. And it's the story of John Rolfe and Pocahontas, pretty much, and how they got together. And for a period of time, it was as though there was peace. You know, they put down their weapons, they had a ceasefire, and things were good. And it was like at that one time back then, we had an opportunity to have peace together as two different people to come together. And well, once Pocahontas died, it was like it all fell apart. To me, that song is just it's an icon of how we are today. And we've still got this battle kind of, I guess, going on between it's a racial thing going on still, and people can say that they've corrected it, but I still believe it's there, and you see it from time to time.
The thing that I find most interesting is the story of Jamestown is indeed an American story. And as part of your vision for the album Jamestown, you actually went over to the States to record the album. And the studio apparently was quite iconic.
It is, Shawfire Records in New Jersey. It's been there for over 35 years, I think, the current owner's had it for, thereabouts. It was actually a former dance hall. So it's got these great acoustics in there and great big timber walls and ceilings, and it's just fantastic for recording music in. And the guys there have got the most eccentric amount of recording equipment I've ever seen, from guitar amps down to, they've got a cabinet about 6 meters long, like a kitchen bench top height, and it is filled from top to bottom, left to right, with vocal microphones, and well in excess of $150,000 is what they told me. So it was just blew my mind.
Wow. And some of the writing sessions were actually done with the producer via Skype, thanks to the wonders of technology.
Yeah. We spent close to a couple of years, when we first began and got to know each other, just on Skype sessions. And I ventured over there a couple of times over the last 18 months or so to meet and to play and to write. And we've become very good friends. Mark Schwersky is his name, and we've become very good friends. Mark's a former Grammy Award winner, and he's I've done my best to try and learn from him and to try and grow as far as songwriting and production and what's possible. So,
well, I think that anything is possible, and all you have to do is be a believer. First single off your great new album, Jamestown. I'm so impressed with that one. Is indeed Believer. Now, how did that happen? What's the message?
Believer, off the first album, there was a song called Conversations and Complications. And, it was a bunch of years ago now. Mum and I had a bit of a dispute, an argument as a late teenager, early 20s sort of age I was. And we had a bit of an argument, and I thought I knew everything, and I've since learned that I was very wrong. And this song just comes from the same place as that. It's just about being stuck in between, what's right and what you believe, and then it's just asking the question, make me a believer, prove it. So
it's a great track, and I really, really love, I just adore your tone in that, and it's just got such a wonderful energy running through it. But then you've also got your second single, which is out, called Two Women, which is like polar opposite, totally different.
Well, this is probably the most out there song I've written. I've just been exploring different ways of writing and trying to, find new avenues, different ideas. And the song Two Women is about my day job and music. And I've used the two women as a bit of a metaphor. And it's just about my juggle with the two, with my day job and with music, and trying to find, some middle ground somehow. And, that's how the song came about. And the style of the song, it's got like a swung drum beat, and it's very different to most stuff I've done.
I think it is absolutely wonderful. Believer and Two Women are two great singles that feature on Brad Butcher's new album, Jamestown. And, of course, it goes along with the national tour. So if you would like to check out and see if Brad Butcher is coming to a town near you, it's incredibly easy. All you need to do is go to his website, www.bradbutcher.com. Thank you so much, Brad Butcher.
My pleasure, mate. Good to talk to you.
Another Ben Sorensen Real Country interview. Hear this interview and many more at www.realcountrymix.com.
All Two Women. All Two Women. All Two Women. All Two Women.
You see, I got these two women. One I keep on call. She don't need to hold a job since her daddy owns it all. Sleeps well with others and brings a hellish kind of pain. Lets you taste her gravy, then pours it down the drain. Rides you in the cradle till your tongue hangs from your mouth. She's the devil's kind of lady that mother warned me about. Two women, like a handshake without a thumb. Oh, two women, just a laugh without the fun. Two women, like a verse without a song. Two women, something's not right when nothing's wrong. I see the way y'all look at me, there ain't nothing I can say. These two women are gonna be the death of me someday. All two women, all two women, all two women. You see, I got these two women, this one ain't wanting for the fame. Keeps my feet lit heavy, calls me by my given name. Brings the warm in winter when the fever fills my chest. Keeps the wicker on the flame like a bird building a nest. She knows about my other woman, I'm running out of sand. She hides an iron fist and holds the upper hand. All two women, just a world without the sun. Two women, a trigger with no gun. All two women, like a bird. Like a choir that never sings. I see the way y'all look at me, there ain't nothing I can say. These two women are gonna be the death of me someday. That's lost its sting. Two women, like a bell that doesn't ring.
Two women,
you can't cast a shadow without light.
Two women,
it may seem bad, but you know I'm right. I got these two women, and when all is starting through, I don't want these two women if I can't have you.
Two women.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
Everything you've ever said is swimming round inside my head. There was always someone, someone out to dry. And everything you've ever told to anyone you've ever known seems it could have always, always been a lie. Oh, I'm caught up in between the truth and what I've seen. So make me a believer. Make me a believer. Oh, a believer. Make me a believer.
the story from the other side, and all the detail in a different light. How can anybody, anybody be so wrong? Those colors, often gray, they lay on a cruel game, leading everybody, everybody to play along. Oh, it's tearing at the seams, and do you know what I need? Make me a believer. Make me a believer. Oh, a believer. Make me a believer. Come clean, make me a believer. Make me a believer. A God-fearing believer. Make me a believer. Oh, a believer. Make me a believer. A God-fearing believer.
From the album Jamestown, that was Believer by Brad Butcher. Keep an eye on the Real Country Facebook page for the iTunes links. I'll be posting them this week. Now on to Unheard and Unsigned. It's all about established and emerging indie artists, and this is their time to shine. If you want your track here, just head to realcountrymix.com and follow the links. This week, we feature all-girl duo Innocent Eve with Into the Light.
Roll down the window, let the wind at your hair with me. I want to see the world pass by. It was not long ago I was lost, numb and cold, and you took my hand, swept the hair from my face as you led me from the dark into the
surrender on earth.
So now's a perfect time in the show to remind you of our podcast. That's right, you can download your very own copy of this show, all of our previous shows and bonus content. Plus, if you subscribe, you will never miss any of our future content as well. It's a wonderful system and it is all absolutely free, which is in everybody's price range. How do you find it? All you need to do is head to iTunes, Stitcher, or TuneIn, or even better, you can access the show through any podcasting app. Simply do a search for Ben Sorensen's Real Country, then click download and subscribe, and you will never miss an episode again. Plus, you'll have all of our past content and interviews and a whole heap of other great stuff too. You're going to love it, and it's all absolutely free. All you need to do is head to iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, or your favorite podcasting app. Do a search for Ben Sorensen's Real Country, then click download and subscribe. Incredibly easy. After the break, we've got your requested social country and my chat with Maddie and Tay, all still to come on My Real Country.
And made the stories in the lines on the face underneath the hat.
This is Gary and Rob.
And together, we are the Bobcats. And you're listening to Ben Sorensen's
Real Country.
Is he the guy that drinks all our beer?
Oh, is this his show?
Hi, we're Georgia Fall.
And we're on the road to launch our new album, thanks to the support of NRMA BusinessWise.
Their legendary roadside assistance keeps business trucks and vans on the road and makes sure we don't let our fans down.
See how they can keep your business moving at nrmabusinesswise.com.au.
NRMA BusinessWise, keeping Australian country music on the road.
Because the show must go on.
Hey there, this is Rue Arcus, and you're listening to Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
Everybody thinks a cowboy won't let you hold him too long. Restless as hell to cut another trail, saddle up and get gone.
Ben Sorensen here, and welcome back to My Real Country. Now, for all things country, you already know the website. Go there, check it out. You'll love it. RealCountryMix.com. Now, my favourite part of the show, which I say every week, because it genuinely is my favourite part, social country. It is your chance to tell me what you want to hear on the show. I'm taking your requests, and there's numerous ways in which you can let me know. You can pick up the phone, which is my favourite way, by the way, and give me a call on the request line, 1-300-929-516. That's 1-300-929-516. On top of that, you can visit our Facebook page. You can respond to one of our posts or leave me a message there. Facebook.com/Real Country. We're also on Twitter at Real Country Mix and on Google Plus as well. So it doesn't matter how you get in contact with us. I want to hear what you want to hear on the show. That's your requests. And if that's all too much, don't stress. Just go to the website. All the links are there, realcountrymix.com. Now, I got a delightful message on our Real Country Facebook page this week from a brand new podcast subscriber, Nancy. It's great to have you on board. And she's from the Midwest USA in the state of Missouri, and she's just west of the Mississippi River. Now, Nancy's already started her Australian country music collection with some Lee Kernaghan and some of his earlier albums, on which featured this track, penned by John Williamson and actually one of my favourites, A Bushman Can't Survive. This is a beautiful duet with Lee Kernaghan and Tanya Kernaghan. It is a great choice. Thank you so much, Nancy.
City girl is happy with her friends and family life, appreciates a wine with him at night. She tries to find the sparkle, she searches, but it's gone. With lots of love, she hopes he'll be alright. Her man is gone, all quiet, he's not at ease. Doesn't feel at home, he's hard to please. He gets itchy feet, he's tired of noises in the street. He needs to walk for hours through the trees. No, a bushman can't survive on city lights. Opera, rock and roll, and high heights. His moon shines on the silver brigalow, shimmers down the inland river flow, out there where the yellow belly.
On a building site, he can smell the cypress on the floor. Takes him to a sandy ridge out amongst the pines. No shearing, no plowing anymore. His kelpie dog is tired and fast asleep. Tired of searching guidance for the sheep. His master doesn't whistle tunes. He's not in the mood. His love for open spaces runs too deep. No bushman can't survive on city lights. Popper, rock and roll, and height of height. His moon shines on the silver rigolo, shimmers down the inland river flow, out there with the yellow belly bite.
He tries to please his woman, the lady of his life. He's standing at a party with a plate. Finds him on the balcony, staring at the moon. An old familiar face he can relate. No, a bushman can't survive on city lights. Opera, rock and roll, and hide of heights. His moon shines on the silver brigalo. Shimmers down the inland river flow, out there where the yellow belly bites.
His moon shines on the silver brigalo.
Shimmers down the inland river flow, out there where the yellow belly bites.
Now again, if you want your request on Social Country, it is incredibly easy. Pick up the phone and give me a buzz. 1-300-929-516. That is 1-300-929-516. Or you can head to the website, realcountrymix.com, to find all of our social media links, because you can definitely request songs via social media as well. And you can also send me an email from the website to realcountrymix.com. Anyway, all the way from Brunswick in Victoria, our next request made via email from Rachel. She's been going to a few Davidson Brothers gigs and loves the energy and skill of bluegrass. Her request? The Davidson Brothers. Take Me to the Mountains.
Born in a coal mine town, but I didn't want to go down that road. Giving your life to a company man, earning what you can to get by. Take me to the mountains, take me to the river. Want to see the sun sinking down through the pines. Want a lot of campfire, pick up and a guitar. That's what makes alive. join a band, live your life. He said, find a girl and put a ring on her hand, buy a house and some land and settle down. Take me to the mountains, take me to a river. Wanna see the sun sink it down through the pines. Wanna light a campfire, pick a bit of guitar. That's what makes me feel alive. Once in a while, the thought crossed my mind, if I left the door behind, what would I be? If I told you that doing things my way gets easier every day, I'd be lying. Take me to the mountains, take me to a river. Wanna see the sun sinking down to the pines. Wanna light a campfire, pick a bit of guitar. That's what makes me feel alive.
Now, as I mentioned last week, I'm taking Real Country to Ireland, Germany, and France to say g'day to some of our listeners over there. So I'd love to hear from our Real Country listeners in Ireland, Germany, and France. So if that's you, or even if you're a band or musician that plays country over there, send me a message via our Facebook page or via our website, realcountrymix.com. Really want to hear from you. After the break, my chat with Maddie and Tay and some tunes from Christian Bush, all coming up on Real Country.
This is Luke.
And Duke. This is Bo.
Duke.
We are
Calster Camp.
We're the Calster Camp. And you're listening to Ben Sorensen's
Real Country.
Oh, yeah. Goo.
Just got the call to jump in my car. No, I won't be staying in the night. There's a party going on.
Calling all entertainers, Talent in Your Town is a new online directory for entertainers who want to be seen and heard. Singers, dancers, magicians, bands, comedians, jugglers, illusionists, face painters, fireworks, kids' parties and a whole lot more. Whatever you do, Talent in Your Town wants to hear from you. Talentinyourtown.com.au, the one-stop shop for all your private or corporate entertainment needs too.
Plus amusement.
Check it out, talentinyourtown.com.au.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
Ben Sorensen here, and welcome back to my Real Country. For all things country, go to the website realcountrymix.com. Now, as I mentioned before, the Lady A concert I went to was just a bit super amazing, and also the first time I'd been able to see these girls live. Maddie and Tay. Their memorable first single and witty video clip that went with it for Girl in a Country Song did quite well all over the world. So I got to ask them, how did you come to choose Fly as your next single?
For Tay and I, our motto is just, you know, staying true to who we are as artists and always, you know, standing behind our message that is true to who we are. And Fly was, you know, not the obvious choice. You know, most people might go the up-tempo rockin' song to follow up, but sometimes what's the easiest choice is not always the best choice, and that's kind of how we chose Fly. We decided that we wanted our fans to know a little more about us and, you know, see the vulnerable side of us, because we do have the tongue-in-cheek side, the sassy fun side, but we do have this vulnerable side, and for our fans to see that. And the coolest part is playing shows and seeing them sing Fly back, because it is brand new and they know every single word, and that just is proof that it's resonating well.
baby blue staring in the window pane, just counting drops of rain, wondering if she's got the guts to take it. Running down her dreams in a dirty dress, now her heart's a mess, praying she will find a way.
So this week I've played some Lady A, some Maddie and Tay, and the only artist missing from the mix is Christian Bush, and I was truly blown away by his genuine warmth, cheekiness, and passion for music. Christian Bush has now officially made my list of favourite humans, and he did this really cool tune called Love or Money, and it's been beautifully stuck in my head since the concert. So now it's your turn. I'm passing it on. This is Christian Bush, Love or Money.
kiss me now and give me a kiss. Gold in his pockets and gold in my heart. Tell me, when did it get so hard to choose? Is buried treasure, and we could make it last forever. Everything we do, nobody likes to lose.
Well, that's your lot for the week. Don't forget you can download the podcast from this show absolutely free, which means no cost to you on iTunes, TuneIn, and Stitcher by simply searching for Ben Sorensen's Real Country. Then all you need to do is click download and subscribe. I'd also love you to continue the country conversation with me on social media. You can find Real Country on facebook.com/Real Country. We're also on Twitter at Real Country Mix and Google Plus too. But if all that's way too much, don't stress. Just go to the website and check it out. Also on the website, we've also got this brilliant news section too with some wonderful country news and links as well. So check that out too. The website, realcountrymix.com. Now, as I mentioned earlier, if you're listening from Ireland, Germany, and France, or you're a musician from any of those three countries, I'd love to hear from you in preparation for my Real Country tour over there. Anyway, make sure you tune in next week on the same station at the same time, where I'll be bringing you a whole heap more Real Country. We'll see you then.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country.